Today's sponsor is Home Theater Solutions. Absolutely love these guys. HTS is your local technology expert, serving Delaware for 16 years. Home Theater Solutions specializes in TV installations, home automations, Sonos audio systems, security cameras, and Wi-Fi networks. For all of your home and business tech needs, give them a call, 1-800-690-2029, or visit htsav.net. All right, good morning and welcome back. This is the Rehoboth Social Podcast, part of the Social Podcast Network, www.socialpodcastnetwork.com. Local folks doing local podcasts. Good morning. How are we?
We are good.
We're doing fantastic. Thank you.
Good to see you, ladies. So today in the studio, we got Kathy Lord and Kristen Stone Cypher. It was a setup. It was a setup for trouble, that last name, and I knew it. But that's all right. Kristen Stone Cypher. Well, hey, let's not get hung up on names. How are we ladies doing today?
We are good.
It's good to have you in the studio today. So what's going on? Two different kinds of things going on here. We have a hairdresser and a barista.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes.
How'd you guys get together?
We have been friends for about 20 years.
That's awesome.
And I decided that I, through Beehive Beauty Shop,
yep,
I wanted to open up an Amazon store and have my products in there.
So Beehive Beauty Shop is your kind of your starting business, the business that kind of gave...
I've had that for 15 years.
That's cool.
And I owned another salon before that called Lords and Ladies.
Oh.
It's a whole nother story.
Lords and Ladies.
That was on Route 8 in Dover.
I thought that was a retail store.
Could have been somewhere.
Maybe.
Else.
I feel like it is a retail store.
Could be.
Yeah, Lords and Ladies. Yeah.
But so.
Or maybe I'm thinking Lord and Taylor.
Lord and Taylor.
Hey. Okay.
The Lord name is everywhere.
Yeah.
So I wanted to open up an Amazon store. So right. To build followers on Instagram, I started Beehive Lives. And I was going to interview people in business in Dover. My second interview was Kristen.
Nice.
And it organically turned into what we are now. There was a little bit of a incident that we had after one of the lives that was really funny that we were like, we got to go back on and tell the people. I mean, they want to know. All the two people that watched this, but either way, they want to know. And it just turned into this. A year later, now we want to start a podcast. We've just been live on Instagram.
Well, it definitely is something that I see a lot of people do going live. It's cool. I mean, I definitely think it's fascinating. I do think podcasting would be maybe the next step for you girls.
Yeah.
Not that you're asking me.
We totally are asking you.
Well, I found you from just being on Instagram, and I think you have the Beehive Shop or
yes,
something.
Yes, Beehive Beauty Shop.
Yeah, and I'm always looking for, you know, I call them Instagram hustlers, you know, people that are, because it's a good way to get your toe into maybe owning a little bit of a small business. I didn't know any of your backstory. And that's sort of what I found interesting is these little stores, and that's why I reached out. So, but I didn't realize you guys have a whole gamut of stuff going on, which is awesome. And if you're asking me if you should do a podcast, I would say yes.
Yeah. And we totally, our mindset was 2023, start the podcast. We know nothing about podcasting.
Yeah.
So we're just researching and everything. I mean, it took us 6 months to come up with the name of it. And The Climb is a Miley Cyrus song.
Yeah.
That we were, should I tell this story?
Sure.
Do you want to tell it? I'm talking a lot.
No,
go ahead. I always talk a lot. We were at McGlynn's many years ago.
McGlynn's.
Local bar in
Dover.
Dover.
Okay.
Where the Blue Coat used to be.
Okay.
Right on the water, yep. Silver Lake. And
I think the Red Hat ladies met there.
Oh, they possibly
did. They did meet there.
Love them.
Yes.
Love them. Yeah. But so we were both going through a bit of a breakup at the time, and the song, The Climb, came on by Miley Cyrus, and we started singing. By the end of the song, like, the whole bar was singing with us.
We were singing way too loud.
We were singing way
so
too loud.
And having so much fun.
But it's just what we do.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah, it's fun.
It was so fun.
So we're on the phone one night at, like, I think I called her, and I was like, I got the perfect name. Thinking of that incident, The Climb, and we are on a climb together.
Yeah.
So The Climb it was.
So what will be the, what's going to be the podcast going to be about? Is it going to be basically talking about the products you're selling? Or, you know, I always say, because believe me, I was inspired by someone to do a podcast. I jumped in. It's a tough start, right? Because you know, we're trying to get people to listen. But then over time, you know, it just becomes this thing. And then all of a sudden you get a couple listeners and people start reaching out. And next thing you know, you're doing a podcast.
Yeah.
I think for me, I always tell people that, and now people come to me about doing podcasts and I say, listen, can you do 10, right? Can you do 20 of them? Because I think a lot of people get excited about doing them and they'll do a few. And then you're like, okay, this is actually a thing. Like, I got to find people. I got to put out a product. You know, I have to be consistent. The biggest thing I know as a person that likes podcasting and that kind of stuff is it, you know, it really becomes a habit. You know, I get home, I'm in the habit, I turn on my thing, and, you know, I want to see my favorite podcaster or YouTuber putting out some sort of content. And when it doesn't show up, I'm like, all right, I'm sort of waiting. And if it doesn't show up for a while, then I lose interest. So
yeah.
It's always, to me, the message is, you know, have good content, but
stay connected.
Be ready to put it out every week, or if you're going to do it every two weeks,
be consistent.
Then, yeah, be consistent. And
that's what I had said. Yeah,
you know, I've done. This is probably going to be my 354th episode of the Rehoboth Social. Excuse me, and you know, that's we're making habits.
Yeah,
yes, you are.
And yes, I like that.
Some are good, some are bad. I don't know. I hear good things about, you know, everything we do. At least we're attempting, but. It's the habit.
Yes.
And even with the podcast that I listen to, I'm like, not a big fan of this person. It's here. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
I may not listen to this whole thing. It's my choice, but it was there.
And I feel the same way. I think we both do. But it started so organically that people got on the live, liked it, and then slowly we're getting recognized. I mean, it's Dover, so it's small. People would know us anyway because we're business owners. But people were like, oh, you're the girl from The Climb. We were just out a couple weeks ago, and they were like, know you from somewhere. And they were like, The Climb.
Mm.
So
you're getting a little following.
We're getting a little bit of a following that we think could take us into the podcast. And people are asking, like, when's the podcast? We're like, we don't know.
Well, I know for me, I have to really, you know, I can't compare myself to other podcasters. You know?
No.
If I was going to use an example, it would be like a guy like Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan is the biggest podcast in the entire world, right? And so I can't say, well, if I can't be like Joe Rogan, I'm not going to do it. I have to figure out what my little thing is going to be for Rehoboth, right, or for Dover.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if I can get 100, 200 listeners that enjoy it, that's success. A few of the podcasts have gotten big enough where, like, people, like, comment or write in stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ugh. Because that gets
like
a little.
That.
I don't.
See, we want
love that.
That. Yeah.
I don't like that.
We absolutely love that. Because that's like that engagement with us is saying, like, they're not only listening to what they're saying, but they're talking about what we're saying and
sure.
the content, having conversations outside of us
right.
about the climb and the topics.
Yeah.
So yeah, the engagement is key for, like, we're always
right.
we celebrate
yeah.
engagement.
Yeah.
And when you go
on live, they have the opportunity to ask you questions.
Sure.
So we have like a rolling thing of people that have asked us questions. And we do like day trips. Like we did a Milton day where we went to the Lavender Fields and what's the beer?
Oh, Dogfish Head.
Dogfish
yeah.
Head.
Yeah.
And then we went to the theater and saw the Beatles.
In Milton.
And
yeah.
we document it all. I mean, people think we're crazy. We're in the middle of the street with a tripod.
No,
I got arrested at one point.
Stop in traffic.
Yeah.
It's never been a better time to have that, you know, that platform to be able to do that stuff. I mean, I saw this interview with Mark Zuckerberg, and he was like, we never got in this to pick out presidents, right? All we wanted to do was give people the power to be who they want to be, a platform to be who you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what people are doing. I think it's fantastic. I do the podcast. This podcast is really just about promoting small business.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about promoting me. That's why I keep it really quiet as far as the live and stuff. All I want this to be is about you.
Yeah.
Right. If I wanted to do another podcast like that and get into it and get in the live stuff, and yeah, I could totally see it. I'm also getting a little old.
Yeah.
Right. I'm just.
Says who?
Says me. I mean, I bet
I'm older than you.
How old are you?
Well, today's my birthday.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
35.
I'm 58.
58? Well, you're a little bit older, but that's. I'm 54.
Yeah.
I'm 49.
She's
a baby.
She's a baby. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't think that it's a bad thing. I just find, you know, for me, I have so much going on in my day. Like, it's hard for me to post Instagram stuff after this podcast. I do a couple Instagram posts, and then I'm like, hey, you know, it gets exhausting. So that's where I guess I'm getting a little old.
See, and I love it.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the one who does all the Instagram and TikTok stuff. We have a TikTok too.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy it. She's busier than me because her kids are young. Well, she has one child that's young.
Yep. Yeah. An 8-year-old.
And my youngest is going to be 22, so.
Well, and I have a 10, 11, and a 17.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah. We're in it.
Yeah, you're in it.
But it's, I love it. I'm so grateful for my kids.
Oh, God, yeah.
They keep me definitely busy.
Yeah, I get that.
Well, what would your goal be? I mean, ideally.
Our goals are big. Okay. And we want to have a big podcast. We want to be like live on stages. Sure. Like, I don't know. Have you ever heard of the Giggly Squad?
Mm-mm.
Do you know?
I'm not surprised he hasn't heard of the Giggly Squad.
I know. I'm not surprised you haven't either. But Paige DeSorbo is from The Winter House. It's a reality show.
No.
Okay. She has a podcast. She's hilarious. But so they'll go live in like Philly. They're all over the place.
Yeah. Well, I follow like Breaking Points. Breaking Points is a news podcast, but they also do, they have live shows.
Yes.
And they
like
sell
that.
Tickets. And
like that.
Yeah. It's basically their podcast to a live audience.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's, we, yeah.
So you're looking for fame.
We're aiming big.
You
want to
be famous?
I guess we do. I think we already are.
Okay. What are you here for?
I'm just saying.
It's so funny. I mean, I don't necessarily think that in our hearts that it was something that made us really feel like complete. And we started really working on ourselves with this podcast and trying to become our best self.
Yeah.
Discussing some of our shortcomings with our following, whether that be in business, family, life, what have you. So hence the climb, right? Like sometimes in life you have to like take a step back. And I always talk about this analogy, but it's like rock climbing. You know, you want to get to the top of the mountain. What is the top of the mountain? We haven't exactly answered your question, right? But sometimes to get wherever it is you're going on this journey, you got to take a step back, maybe a lateral step to get up. And so we sort of feel like we kind of talk about our troubles in life and some of the down times and how we've managed them, what we've done to with self-care and education and inspiration, keeping our flame lit and yet still trying to be the best person possible.
I think it's great.
And people love it. I mean, they like that raw, like, emotion. They like when we tell our stories about, you know, sort of how we got here, what we did, challenges, you know, that came up, when we felt defeated. It's not all like unicorns and rainbows.
Mm-hmm. No, it's important, too, because we definitely have the ebbs and flows. And there are days. I saw something recently. They were saying it's basically you should have a decent day, kind of a good day, or a crappy day. And it's in thirds, right? And so you should have a balance of all these, right? You can't just have all good, right? And you can't just have all bad. You have to have days that are okay, and then days that are great, and then middle of the days, and then if you can have that in a balance, it should all work out. If it's too good, we get too grumpy, right? Yeah. If it's too bad, we lose our drive. So it's trying to balance it out, but it shouldn't be awesome all the time.
No. Well, and you have to manage that mentally.
Right.
And know that that's the case. And it's definitely a journey. But
I do another podcast called I'm Sorry About Last Night.
Oh, okay. That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Well, it's that, you know, that sticky note on the refrigerator on a Sunday morning. I'm sorry about last night. You know, I'm sober.
Okay.
I've been sober. I just celebrated 14 years.
Congratulations.
Yes.
And it's, you know, it's that. It's you know, managing life on life's terms without having to use whatever it is we use, whether it's alcohol or drugs or or money or whatever it is. Just trying to stay in the moment and enjoy it.
We are right now collectively reading the book The Power of Now.
Okay.
Eckhart Tolle. I don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Mm-mm. But
well,
I do like that
basically
idea.
It's the power of now.
Staying in the moment.
Yeah. The past, the future.
Well, Tiffany and I just did another podcast, and you guys met Tiffany. She's a good friend of mine. But it was that, you know, how do we stay in the moment? You know, meditation. We were talking about, you know, what does meditating do for you, right? And I think a lot of people think it's a, you know, a relationship with a higher power or a spiritual awakening or some, you know, interaction with God or something like that. And it's really just being focused.
Yeah.
Right. It's being focused on the moment,
mm-hmm.
you know, because we love to get out ahead. We love to project, you know.
Yes.
Or reflect. Oh, and it's right now is really all we have.
It's all we have.
And if we spend too much in the other, we can find ourselves quite disappointed.
Yes. Yes, we can.
And then we get a little frowny.
Yes, we do. I was the other day, I was having a difficulty. I can't really remember what it was. And I call Kristen. I'm like, this happened, whatever, you know. And she's like, you need to meditate. And I was like, Kristen. You're right. I know. And I was like, it's center. I was getting ready to go to traffic court.
Oh, shit.
That's another whole story. The points were dropped in case anybody's worried. But so I sat down for like 10 minutes and centered myself. And I was like, yes, that's just, and it's not a, it's just letting all the thoughts go.
Well, it's tough too. You know, your girls are taking on a task that is not in the moment.
It's tough.
Well, you know, we're live. I mean, we're not live now, but this can be a place, you know, we're trying to, it's easy to get caught up in something like this and be disappointed or discouraged. Kristen's shaking her head. This is not true, Kristen?
No. I mean, what we do is say
the climb has had ups and downs, but I don't know. You go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going
to
say, I feel...
Talking to the microphone.
Oh, there you go. Sorry about that. I feel as if with the climb, we don't have a lot of disappointments because we're really going with an organic flow of how this is going. So we're doing the lives in attempt to sort of gather our thoughts, gather our direction, and we're willing to be dynamic in that and, you know, in whatever capacity we need to change. But we haven't had, we don't really look at things as setbacks in the mindset that we are right now. It's that that happened for a reason.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, well said.
Yeah. And then the like other that. Thing that, you know, that we've learned with the power of now, I'm reading it now for the second time because it's so challenging, is that you kind of stay at your baseline, whatever your baseline is, and your happiness is all internal. Your sadness is also internal.
Yeah.
So
it's a choice.
It's a choice. And you have metacognition. We can get rid of a thought that comes into our head. We do not have to like sit there and sit in it. That's a choice that we make. And unfortunately, as humans, you know, a lot of times from childhood injury or from adult injury or from addiction, whatever it is, we kind of want to, our brain wants to stay there, and we don't have to stay there. And so that's one of the things that some, but you have to catch yourself real quick.
Yeah.
We can
evolve. And he says to do it immediately. So we've been putting some of this interesting, I don't know if it's called philosophy or his philosophy of the power of now, but he really goes back to like Tao and other books that people have read for, you know, 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And so this principle has been here. It's not new, but he brings it to light today.
Well, I think the challenge, and I think what my point is that, you know, it's very humble based. It's very surrender based, you know, to be in the now, right? You have to surrender. It takes an effort. But to be also, we also live in this world, whether it's an Instagram or Facebook or YouTube, that is very me. It's the opposite of humble. It's very self-serving, which is good. I mean, it's a great business. I love it. I mean, I'm in it. You know, I do the same thing. And I guess my point is that there can be times where I'm trying to do both and it tears at you because you're trying to be in the moment, a very humble-based lifestyle, not me, not me. But we're also trying to do something that is very me, me, me. And it can be, you know, it's sometimes hard to juggle.
Got you.
You guys seem to have figured it out. I think that's great.
I feel like... I agree with the me, me, me. Like, that's why a lot of people get on TikTok, Instagram, or whatever. But I feel like we are more with our businesses, with House of Coffee and Beehive.
Right.
And The Climb, that we are more trying to tell our story to help people. Not to be like, look at me, I'm so great, this is what I did. Not that we may not think that.
And it doesn't have to be
time.
We're so great.
Right.
It's the world we're in.
Yes.
And I think you guys are doing a great job. It's I guess my point is it's hard for me, you know, and I'm trying to be and do the same thing.
Yeah.
And I get a little overwhelmed. I'm like, oh, I can't do all this. You know, it's hard to be one and the other. So this is a compliment. I think you guys are doing a great job.
Oh, no, I'm taking it as one.
Yeah.
I would be explaining why, because I think it just came so organically. Mm-hmm. Like, we were already friends. We were somewhere the other night. And she was saying something, I was saying something, I don't know. We always have this banter back and forth, and that's just the way good friends are. And they were like, is that the way you are on your podcast? And we were like, yeah. And he was like, that's amazing. Aww. Like, that is so real. And I think that's what we are.
So where can we hear the podcast?
It's on The Climb. on Instagram, and it's a live right now. It's not a podcast.
Our handle is at the underscore climb 2K.
Okay. At underscore
the underscore.
The underscore climb 2K.
Okay. Yeah.
2K, Kathy and Kristen. Yeah. Or 2K.
The climb
was 2Ks.
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 I get it now.
The climb was taken. That's like TNT,
Tiffany and Tom.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And so you can get the live on a live, but you guys want to eventually try to put out a podcast.
Correct.
The live stays on Instagram.
Right.
So we do have people that come on. I think we had like, how many did we have last time?
Like 100.
Oh, it was 100?
Yeah.
But then after, since it stays on Instagram, there's many people that go back and watch it. So that's helpful.
Well, and listen, that's a great point because people are like, well, what do you mean I didn't get a million? Right? I didn't get 10,000? It's like,
no.
We got what we got and, you know, we're starting. I mean, I've done podcasts. I was talking to another guy that wanted to do a podcast and he's like, what are your numbers? And I go, I don't really pay it. It's not important, the numbers for me, because, you know, I don't want to find, oh, what happens if one person listens, then I'm going to get discouraged and not do it anymore. So it isn't about, I don't do it about the numbers.
No, I don't think it's discouraging either, because I think that, especially it's only been a year for us doing this. We didn't even know we were going to do it. It just, you know.
We didn't set out to do a podcast.
No.
Right.
We started doing the lives and we're very content with the lives and the content and like having a blast with it. But simultaneously, we are both like 1,000% working on ourselves.
Yes.
Trying to become our best version of ourselves. And we had work to do.
I hear you. Don't we all?
She does. No, I'm just kidding.
Kathy.
I meant she does, I don't. But I have more than she does.
So
Kathy working on herself right now.
Yep.
Listen to her.
She is. I heard that.
Confession.
That was good. But we both did. And so I feel like that's sort of what's really propelling us.
Right.
And so we're waiting until our live gets a certain amount of followers and until everything falls in place.
Yeah, it needs to organically.
Correct.
Like, yeah.
We want it to just sort of fall into place. And with the universe, if you just sort of do stay focused, stay dedicated, consistent, in which we are, then it's all going to come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
And just a tempered approach. I mean, the fact of the matter is, if we were out aggressively trying to have a podcast tomorrow, we would not be prepared, and I don't believe we would succeed.
Mm-hmm.
The way we're doing it is our way to success, because we're very proud of ourselves, and
Do you have something that would basically say that you've succeeded?
I mean,
is there a number?
No.
So no.
Just
that's
putting
not
out
success
one podcast could be, I mean, that could be success.
Or one person saying, I watched your podcast and it helped me.
Yeah.
I was just getting ready to say that. Mm-hmm. We say that all the time. Mm-hmm. Like somebody will tell me like, oh my God, I woke up in the middle of the night. I couldn't sleep. I watched your podcast. You guys helped me so much. Like I am drawing off your strength.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun doing a podcast, especially early on, because you get really excited. And then, you know, and that's what I always tell people, you know, do 20, right? Do 30 when that, you know, that initial kind of shine wears off and you're just kind of into it and you're putting them out. And maybe, you know, you do see the ups and downs and you got it. That's where it's really tough for you. You really got to focus and dig in and keep putting them out.
Ours isn't, because it's like two friends getting together and we would anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think we've ever looked at it as being tough.
Challenging.
No.
Well, how many have you done?
So February 16th will be a year and we were doing it weekly.
Girls, let's be honest. You're not putting out a podcast. You're putting out Instagram Live.
Yes.
So when
it's not as much work.
It's not as much work.
Okay,
and
yeah.
There'll be a time when you actually have to sit down in front of some microphones, put out a product every week, and call it a podcast. You're doing a live cast.
And you think that's more difficult?
I don't know if it's more difficult, but it's definitely the cool thing you guys can do now is you can kind of be doing whatever and just kind of throw up your phone and have this kind of thing. With a podcast, you actually have to have a studio or some sort of something that gets uploaded.
Yes.
You know, I'm not sure it's any harder. I'm just saying, you can't find what you're doing. Like, I'd have to go find, like, I can't, I'd have to find your guys' stuff on Instagram Live.
Right.
I couldn't listen to it in my car.
No.
On a podcast.
No.
That's the only difference.
Okay.
We are going to hopefully get them over to YouTube. That is one of our goals for this year.
There is one on there.
Yeah, just one. Yeah. But we want to get all of them on YouTube. So you would be able to listen to it in your car.
Yeah.
Right.
Before the podcast. But honestly, like all this, we have no idea.
But YouTube is not a great source for listening to in your car. I mean, it pulls a ton of data. You're running video.
Okay, good to know.
And the other thing is you're going to find that people do not like, I mean, unless you're doing a recorded video, you know, people don't like static pictures. You know, like if you put just the two of you and then you're running the podcast or YouTube, people don't like that because it pulls a lot of data, especially when you're in your car.
Right. Oh.
That's why when you want to do like a podcast or Audio Boom or something like that, it's just audio.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You're not pulling the video.
And that's what we plan on with the podcast. But I think that we'd always record it for like TikTok or something.
Because you know what I mean? Clips from it.
Yeah, as content.
That's where we're headed. Yeah. I mean, that's you know.
That's what the Giggly Squad does. Just saying.
That's what?
What the Giggly Squad does.
Oh, Giggly Squad.
The podcast that I like. There's a bunch of other podcasts that I like. There's one that I was watching from time to time. It was called Girls Gotta Eat. And they do live.
I think I've heard of it.
Yeah. They have a lot of followers, but I was doing hair yesterday, and I was doing.
Is it a good podcast though?
It is a good podcast. Okay. Yeah, it's funny. It's dirty.
Okay.
So, just say it. Just putting it out there before you
go there
and be like, Catherine, my God,
Catherine, Lord,
Ness girl. But
starting to know where her name comes from. Oh Lord.
Yeah.
Oh Lord,
exactly.
Kathy.
Exactly. So I'm talking to my client yesterday, and she said, oh, my niece has a podcast. I'm like, okay, whatever. And then she texts me later, she texts her sister, and her sister said, it's Girls Gotta Eat. I was like, Girls Gotta Eat! I mean, I already knew who they were.
Yeah.
And I forget my point of why I was talking
about
that.
What is that podcast about?
It's kind of about, like, what we do. It's about life, but theirs is a dirtier version of what we do. We are not dirty at all.
Right.
We both have four children, so we got to steer clear of them.
No, I think that's good. Dirtiness. I'm just trying to figure out.
I'm not opposed to it. I just wouldn't.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of podcasts out there.
And there really is.
A lot of them started really when the pandemic started. And I remember thinking, wow, look at all these podcasts. And then I think about them now, and a lot of them don't exist now.
Yeah.
Because people are back to work or because people lose their fire?
I don't know. You'll have to tell me because I know when I first started doing the podcast, there was probably four people I knew personally that were doing podcasts that aren't doing them anymore.
Oh.
And I think it's probably whether it's back to work or just do 20, right? Do 30, do 40. Grind when you're grinding through it.
And,
you know, we can make some content. There's a lot of great ideas early on. It's that later on part is it really gets it challenging.
Yeah.
Kind of like an artist, you know, the creative energy.
If I had to just be creative for an hour every time, I don't know if I could do it. Luckily, I'll bring somebody in to chat with, right?
Yeah. And that gives me the pressure.
Well, right.
It gives the...
Yeah.
But if I had to just put out an hour of content every week, ooey.
Yeah. I don't think I could do it alone either.
It's tough.
No. I mean, and the thing about us is we feed off of each other when we're doing it. So it's good to have that.
Well, I want to come do your podcast. When you guys get up and running, I want to come and
be 100%. 100%. It's totally up in the air. We throw it out to the universe. But
like you calling us was such perfect timing.
Yeah.
Because we've been looking at microphones, we've been looking at setups, we've been thinking about where we would go, how we would want to set it up.
Yeah.
Do we buy a place and rent the back? You know, we have all kinds of ideas sort of floating around. I'm looking to open another coffee. She's, you know, always looking at hair salon potential locations.
Yeah.
So I forgot to get close to the mic again. Could you hear me all right?
We could hear you.
Okay, sorry.
It was fine.
Well,
was.
And
okay.
And that's a great point. I wouldn't buy a spot. Whatever you can do for free, find what you can do for free. I mean, you might have to buy a little bit of equipment, but don't rent a spot. It's hard to create revenue through podcasting.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thought of it is, for me, eventually, because I'm in you know what a salon suite is?
I don't.
It's super cool. It's, and they're everywhere, but it's a big building.
Yeah.
And it has 23 little suites in there that are all little hair salons.
Ah, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's a really cool concept. And I've been there for 5 years after I closed.
What is that? What do they charge you for it?
Well, everybody's charged differently. So up front, like mine is all windows. But then there's some people in the back that just have a square little room with no window.
And so do you have your own sink, your own station?
Yeah, it's your own little hair salon. You lock it. But it's small. I mean, it's small.
When I lived in New Mexico, I used to get my hair cut from this guy. His name is Mark Kerr. I always remember that because it was Marker. And Marker. And I was like, oh, my God, that is Marker. It's awesome. So, but he had the same thing. You open a little door. You had a little station, you know, a little rack for some products to sell, a little TV, place to shampoo.
Yeah, I have a little refrigerator and microwave in there. You know, anything I need for the day to do hair. But I'm not sure that's where I want to end my career.
Because
clearly I'm not going to do hair forever.
Forever.
I mean, one never knows. But so then I'd like to have a podcast room added on to it.
Yeah.
But then I'm done with the renting. Maybe a pole building. I don't know.
Why don't you girls open a big giant studio and then I'll come podcast out of your place.
There you go.
We weren't thinking about a big, huge podcast studio. It was going to be small and soundproof.
Yes. Small and soundproof.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Well, it's funny because, you know, like I showed you guys, I have a hair salon. I have a little studio in my salon that I initially started doing this podcast out of. And I actually moved over to Sydney's at one point and then moved over to where we're at now here in Home Theater Solutions. But I could absolutely do this podcast out of my studio.
I was going to say, did you outgrow it? Why did you?
I didn't outgrow it. I just started doing a thing called Delaware Live Music Podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And I was bringing in bands and doing acoustic sets. And there was like 4 or 5, 6 people in the band, and it was too small. So I could do it here. This would work. But I sort of, I haven't been doing any of the live music podcasts lately. Sort of kind of just
fell off.
Yeah, it just fell off.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of musicians that wanted to do it. It's more summer. You know, a lot of musicians aren't around
in
the winter.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, so now I got this spot. But if I had to, I could definitely go back in there and do it.
It was
I hung carpets on the walls and really.
Yeah.
It was cool.
We just, you know, we bounced around ideas of what we could do or, you know, the next step. But we're just not quite there yet. And just researching, like, we don't even know what type of microphone to buy. We know nothing about any of this kind of stuff. And
these are good.
These are good?
Yeah.
Well, we'll have to.
Sure. Sure.
What brand are they?
Sure.
Oh, they are sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
Are you sure?
Could you spell that?
Sure. S-U-R-E.
Sure.
Well, listen, I've got, you know, I can tell you, and we can do it, we'll talk about it off camera or off mic, but it isn't hard. It isn't expensive either.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, I have this board. I have other boards that I used to use, 4-channel boards. I mean, 1 mic for you, 3 for guests. If you're going to have more than 5 people, then you might need a board that has more like an 8-channel board. But you don't even need that. I mean, you could probably... I like the way that a good board sounds. I think the audio is important. Sometimes we're streaming some music and stuff. I like that, to be able to do that, but... It's not that expensive.
Yeah. The sound is very important.
Sound is very important.
Because if you listen to a podcast and someone's voice or their sound is off, I mean, I'm the first one. I'm done.
Yeah, I'm done.
Yeah, agreed.
Well, these mics, you know, $35 a mic maybe.
Wow. Oh, okay.
They're not that expensive.
They sound good.
Yeah, you can absolutely. The first time I did a podcast, I used a handheld recorder. And it was, you know,
passing it around,
just kind of back and
isn't
forth.
Isn't it funny how archaic it was when it started? We look at ours, we go back and look at our first lives, compared to now, and we are blown away. We're like, look how amateur we were. Yeah. Like I said, if we were to try right now, right this minute, to pull the trigger and be like, we want a podcast right now, we wouldn't be prepared.
No,
you know, well, even talking into a mic.
I personally think that that's part of the. You know, the learning curve, right?
Correct.
I mean, the first one we did, it was me and my wife. We sat down and we talked about what it was like being married. And, you know, it was weird and sounded funny. And, you know, we worked through it. And then we did another one and then, you know, moved on to different things. But over time, got a little bit better and a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And, but like even now, just did a podcast with doing this podcast, screwed up on the name. It never is perfect.
No.
And what? I am not here for perfect.
But that's the fun of it, isn't it?
That's right.
When it's not perfect.
That's the raw component that we like.
Yeah.
Yes.
And we don't. I don't edit any of the podcast.
Yeah. I love that. And we started out as split screening the live.
Okay.
So she was where she was, I was where I was. And then we were like, we should probably be together.
Yeah.
So then we switched up to that. So watching the old ones without even knowing you change or evolve in what you're talking about, how you're talking about it, whatever.
I think the other challenge for us with our podcast will be that we really enjoy traveling. So we'll take, like, we'll fly somewhere and we'll bring the cameras with us and set up cool things to happen where, you know, those followers can kind of see us do that.
Content.
So, content. So can we bring that and then I guess we'll kind of clean it up and then turn it into a podcast? And is it going to be appropriate and what's that going to look like?
Right.
That's a challenge.
Well, you guys could be like on the Travel Channel, right? Maybe you guys could do like traveling and be on camera and, you know, eating different places and checking out different places. I could see that sounds like something that would be.
Yeah. I mean, the opportunities are endless. And the good thing is at this point in our lives, it was, I know definitely for me, like a good distraction. Like I kept thinking I need another something, another hobby, another, like I'm an empty nester. My kids are in college. They won't need me at all anymore. Mm. And it just kind of came at the right time, oddly.
Yeah.
So whatever falls into place, we're good with.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
And I'm the exact opposite.
She truly is.
But I love it and I need it.
Are you more of a list and... What do you mean opposite?
Oh, I'm just the complete opposite.
Like as far as her life goes.
I have like... two children who still, you know, basically need me on the daily, going through a divorce, running a business, and moving all of this all at the same time.
Yeah.
So this has been my outlet.
Yeah.
This has been like my happy place, my place of growth, and it's encouraging me to kind of look at myself to determine, you know, hey, what went wrong and what is your fault?
Yeah.
Like, what can you do different next time?
Accountability.
Different. What can you do differently next time? So I'm doing all this introspection to find out, you know, it's not the other person's fault. Could be. But, you know, you allowed things or you didn't allow things. And what can you do better? So
I always say I played a role in it somehow.
Absolutely.
If my feet were there, I somehow played a role.
You played a much bigger role than your feet, my friend.
Right. It's hard to admit it, but you gotta go back in and find it. When I got divorced 16 years ago... it was his fault. The whole thing was his fault.
Exactly.
And then as years went by and you have to deal with that, I was like, oh.
So you were a victim.
I was a victim. And I'm not anymore. I figured out. No, they never get better. But I figured out what I did wrong in that marriage. Took me many years. But it's always that way. You always play a part. Yeah. So.
Well, it's always about accountability.
And we are definitely that way with each other. Like, we're not afraid to say, you did this. Or even... if we're not involved, like an outside thing, like, well, listen to what this person did. And they're like, well, now you. So we can do that with each other, too.
Right.
So I think that's what keeps us going, too.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about, so the store.
Beehive.
Coffee.
Yep, the House of Coffee, located on Lockerman Street in Dover, Delaware.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about the store. Let's talk about some of these other things real quick, because I love that two different types of things, and you guys are still coming together and doing... Cool things. I love the time we live in that we have the ability to do this, right? I mean, 20 years ago, we couldn't have done this. Now we live in a time where we can have Instagram Live. We can have a little store. We can team up, right?
Yeah.
And, so let's talk about that. Let's talk about
Beehive. I mean, I've been doing hair since I was 15. I've done all different types of aspects. I was on the Board of Cosmetology. I was the president of the Board of Cosmetology.
For
Delaware.
Nice.
I worked for Sebastian and went around product knowledge. I've done everything you can do, but I love being behind the chair.
Yeah.
And my business, it's the extension business for me right now. I don't know. Are you guys into extensions at all?
I do not.
Yeah.
I hate extensions.
Oh, I love them. I love them.
Well,
I love
you should. That's great. I just, yeah.
Yeah. So.
Where are the extensions? Where's the extension business at right now? The last time I saw, we were... I think, and I used to put them in, but I get, you know, I'm putting these things in. I'm,
oh,
twisting with my fingers. Oh, you did that. Yeah.
I do the tape-ins. I can do them all, but I do the tape-ins.
Yeah. Well, I also see there's one, there's like this whole gun that just takes a whole section and just...
It's a lot.
Shoo-cook, and then they're all in.
It's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. And I feel like the tape-ins aren't as harmful to your hair as the others. Like, I feel like those little beads, we were just tearing their hair right
and
out of their head.
And that's sort of why I haven't gotten into them, because they look good, but there's two sides. Back in the day, there was two sides. You know, you get to put them in, it's amazing, but halfway through the process or the end, it was really a rough moment.
Yes.
So I think that's sort of why I've kind of gotten away from them. But it does sound like they're doing a little better now.
Yeah, they definitely have picked up. COVID is when right before COVID, I started.
Mm.
And then COVID comes. Well, everybody took their extensions out, obviously. Yeah. I mean, what were they going to do? So it's taken me a little while to get it back.
Right.
People like slowly put their extensions back in. But
now, do you do any of the halos, or do you have any
Halo
connection?
Is for that. Yes. And it's for them to take home.
Right.
So, cause it's just the band.
Right. But it's there's some people don't want to get extensions. Right. But there's a lot of other alternatives. Sometimes it's hard to find those. Do you sell those, or do you?
Can
the
you halo guys explain what a halo is, please?
Halo is, it's an extension with a band on it.
It's basically just a ring of hair.
Oh,
and you can take it and you put it through here and then around back, and then you put your regular hair over the top of it.
Now you have to have long hair.
And now it looks like you have long hair. Like we could put a halo on you, Angel.
Oh, you could?
Yeah.
Angel, that's my nickname. How did you know?
Please don't tell her that.
That is my nickname.
Angel baby.
Yeah. There's no baby after it.
But yeah, so you could take basically short hair and then you put this in and sort of hide it and you get long hair for the night.
Certain people can. Mm-hmm. Sometimes
I don't know, but that sounds like so much fun.
You gotta be careful how it sits on your head. You know, you see the people's short hair. And so you teach them how to do it.
Absolutely.
And then they take it home and they can use it. But a lot of people, I have found, like with my clients, they like it in there. And it's there, and they wash their hair, and it's part of their hair, and they style it. Because the extensions really do become your hair. Like, you know, they become the same curl you have or whatever.
Yeah. Good ones.
Yeah, good ones. And I use good ones. So I love doing them, and I'm trying to, like, last year was definitely a shift of what clients I'll be doing, and I took a little bit of a pay cut to do it because, you know, I'm in and out.
Yeah.
But the business is great. I mean, I never thought I've been doing hair for over 40 years, so I never thought I'd still be as into it.
Right.
Like, I love doing it. It's my passion.
Yeah.
And my whole life I knew I was going to do hair.
That's another underlying theme that we bring up often is, you know, how do you keep that flame lit? Whether it's a marriage, like you and your wife, whether
House
it's
a coffee,
whether it's a business, whether it's even like a relationship, like a friendship, a relationship with your child, you know, as they grow, you know, sometimes you can have that strife. And so I am always amazed at her ability to reinvent herself. I've said that to you many times.
You.
I've said it to her many times. I don't know why she's really acting like I haven't.
Well, give him the element of surprise.
You never notice.
You never bring me flowers anymore.
Well, it's true. I mean, I was in several businesses and been in the hair business probably 16 years, and it's great, and I love it because it allows me to do this. You know, I can have some freedom doing that, still make decent money, and then have some openings to do this in my life too. Whereas if it was like a 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, you just don't have any time for anything.
Right. I don't think a hairstylist could turn around and be a 9 to 5.
No.
It just wouldn't. I'd be claustrophobic. Now, was your salon somewhere else?
Mm-mm.
Never. It was always in this area?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there was a Robert Thomas salon.
Yes.
That was down in Rehoboth.
Yeah.
Is that what you were thinking of?
It is. Mm-hmm. With the black and white curtain things. You probably wouldn't remember. As a woman, I remember the black and white curtains.
Well, his salon sat on Baltimore Avenue.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, I was friends with Robert. He moved out here on the highway across from Troop 7 at one point in those the townhouses that kind of had that Florida Keys look to them.
Yeah.
He had his salon there. And then I don't know if he was having health issues. I don't. Listen, Robert, if you're around, let somebody know, because somebody else just asked me where you were. I don't think he's over there anymore, but hopefully he's around doing well. But
hey,
he's
Robert,
a great guy.
Come talk to us.
Yeah, come on down, Robert.
We miss you, Robert.
Come on, RT.
RT, come on. kind of.
Well, a lot of people think that, that Thomas David and Robert Thomas are.
Yes.
She thought it was. Yeah. Because we pulled up and she goes, oh my goodness, let me see Thomas David. Mm-hmm. And I was like, in my mind, I'm like, oh, she's seen this before. Okay. Yeah.
Well,
she's so snappy.
But yes. I have, we've transitioned from more of a commission-based salon to a salon rental or a chair rental.
Much easier.
Yeah, and I only want to really work with people that have interest in moving forward. Like, rent the chair as long as you want, but it'd be nice for you to come in, rent the chair, build yourself a little micro business, right? And then take that and go open a salon and be something. Mm-hmm. I don't, you know.
Elevating others. That's nice.
Right.
Like it.
Yeah.
Raise them up.
Raise them up. Yes.
But then the girls that are working with me now, we've been all together for years now. So some people, this is good enough.
Yeah.
And honestly, there's days I feel like selling it and renting a chair.
Yeah, I can understand that. And that's why I went to the salon suites, because I was like, I got two kids going to college. One went to JMU. And if they need me, I don't want to have to worry about that, because I felt like my employees, you probably feel this way, are your children. Mm. Like, they will call you. Mm-mm. You were smart not to. I think as a woman, we're nurturers, so the employees turned into that.
Well, and maybe I just think it through. You know, I mean, there's a time, I mean, at some point you're like, God, I've been friends with people, and then, you know, later on it becomes a little more and more, and you're like, oh, what have I got myself into? I mean, I'm friends with I have a lot of friends, but I'm not your
confidant.
Parent.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I have a problem with that. I'm very much a parent.
Yeah, I am a parent. I'm a parent of my kids. And
yeah.
That's
all you need to be a parent.
That's all I need of. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, because it ends up, the relationships get strained, mm-hmm. right? You know, you have to set those boundaries. You have mm-hmm. to set those lines. And people, you know, just like children, love a good boundary.
I'm learning. That's on the list.
We're
the boundaries.
We're still working on boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you were saying the thing about, like, me, and how, like, these podcasts really seem, like, really selfish, this is kind of a throwback. Sorry for going back in the conversation so far.
Throw it back.
Go for it, Carl.
But it just came to me again. One of the problems, or one of the shortcomings that we were both experiencing, was that we really weren't taking care of ourselves. We were taking care of everyone else and just not really being selfish. And you can't, you know, put anyone else's oxygen mask on if you don't put your own on. And so we are taking a little moment to be a bit selfish and to take care of ourselves
and our businesses
mm-hmm. and to create boundaries that are healthy and to develop non-toxic relationships and all of these great things and sharing that journey. So when you were saying that, I was like thinking at the same moment, ours is very much different. Because we haven't ever had a me. Like, we're not selfish people. And I'm not saying that the person who says me is selfish. But in our lives, in our story, in our situations, we have never really been selfish people. We've been, like, giving to the point where we're down to, like, a mustard seed, you know? And you just can't, that's not good. It's not healthy. And so we're sharing that journey.
Well, when you get involved in the social side of these kind of things, it's not that you're me. It's not that you're a selfish person.
No,
but
and I didn't mean it like that.
You have to put yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You know.
Yeah, you can't be afraid to put yourself out there.
You know, 9 out of 10 people are doing things like this because they want to be millionaires. They want to be successful. They want fame and fortune. And maybe there's one in there that doesn't, but you need to still look like you do.
Yes.
It's unfortunately the side of it. That's when... You know, you want to. If I'm going to watch somebody on YouTube, or if I'm going to get involved in a podcast, I want people that are in it. I'm like, these guys are crazy, but I love them, right? You know,
mm-hmm.
so it's hard for me to, you know, to do both, and that's kind of what I'm saying. You selfish women.
No. Take it like that. I was just explaining sort of that's sort of our motivation. That's been pushing us,
right.
Learning boundaries is good for men or women. We include men in our podcast all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We're not geared towards...
We let men in.
Thanks, Kristen. Thank you, Kristen.
Yeah. No, we intentionally want to do that because we feel like our business practices and the information that they might share or going out hunting for a day, whatever the male perspective is.
For the House of Coffee, too. I mean, it's not like mine is probably going to strictly be women at
female,
this point.
Right.
You know, I mean.
She quit cutting the men's hair.
I did.
Folks.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Kate.
The cuts only took her 2 minutes, and she's like, bye.
Only that special people cut my hair.
You have a nice head of hair.
You do have a nice head of hair.
Thank you.
Sure.
But Kristen has men and women going into the House of Coffee. So, you know, we got to talk to the men, too.
Kristen's wild.
Because she's wild.
She's wild over there.
You have no idea.
Hot.
You have no idea.
Angel.
I have no.
Call me Angel.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Well, I think it's, I guess, in the big picture, just grateful that we live in a time where we can do this and have fun and enjoy ourselves. I know that, not saying you girls are into that, but, you know, my message to anybody that's starting stuff like this is don't do it for the likes.
No.
Don't do it for the money.
No.
You would be very disappointed.
Don't do anything for the money.
Right. And
passion.
Passion.
Yeah, because I just love sitting down. I love computers. I love, you know, boards. I like microphones. I like chatting. You know, as a hairdresser, that's what we do.
Yes.
Every client is a podcast.
Yeah. And, definitely.
You know, I have to remember what I talked about in the podcast the last time, and it's a thing. And
hairdressers have good memories.
Yeah. Well, I struggle with memory, and that's the other thing that I appreciate about doing this podcast is that my memory.
You can play it back.
Well, no, I'm not that bad, but you know, it keeps my mind moving.
Yes.
You'll see, Kristen, when you reach 50.
Just wait.
Next year.
Till next year. I can't wait till next year.
Okay.
I like it when people turn 50. Then I'm like, whew. I don't feel that old. No. But I really don't feel.
Another one down.
I know. Thank God they're in with me. I don't feel like. Because when I don't think of. Well, I do think of 58 sometimes as 2 years away from 60.
Yeah.
Which back in the day, I'm sorry, but 58 was old.
Yeah,
and
49 was old.
Yeah, yes, it was. Yes, it was. But I don't know. The age thing has never really bothered me. I've never been one that. What? Why are you laughing? Oh, do I worry about it? I'm probably at home crying every night. I do not.
I ain't getting old.
I mean, I don't worry about age. My last boyfriend was 20 years, that I dated for 7 years, was 20 years younger than me. So I don't look at the age part of it. That wasn't a bragging plug.
Manonizer.
If
I had said that.
That is not a manonizer.
I would have got run.
Well,
that is called a cougar.
But also, it is frowned upon for a woman to date a man that's 20 years
younger.
And
it should not be.
No. Whereas for men, you can do it. You maybe talked about it a tiny bit. But the women, like, I lost friends over it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. We lived together, bought a house together.
He was wonderful to her children. Yeah. Her family loved her.
You ate him?
Oh, no, I don't hate him. No, he was younger. He had to move on and get married and have kids with somebody who could and wanted to.
Well, I guess that is always the risk.
Yes. And I think we knew that going in. But the point of it is not to have it there.
Yeah.
Anyway, he was a good guy. It was a good relationship. We knew where it would go.
I think there's something to it. You know, you see a lot of younger women dating older men. And I don't want to say men are falling a little short these times in society. It's a tough time for young men out there.
It absolutely is.
I'm rooting for you. Right? I'm on your side.
We all need to be rooting for
too.
The young men.
No, I'm just kidding.
I mean, the pendulum has really swung. You mm-hmm. know, we've really empowered the women, and we're sort of, you know, pushing them into the workforce. And this is a whole topic.
I won't even get started. It's not a bad topic, but men are struggling. Young men are struggling out there, and you know, we need to help pick them up. I guess.
Well, times are just so different because. Even like you and I being business owners. I mean, I started owning a business at a very young age. It was not a thing a long time ago.
Right.
You know, and men aren't used to women, and I don't know if I'm going to say this the right way, but being equal.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
Or maybe about
business. See, as a guy, that's 54, I always just kind of picture us as all equal.
Yeah.
We're just humans.
Does your age bother you at all?
Uh-uh.
No, me neither.
No.
Mm-mm.
But I'm sober.
Yeah.
That is amazing.
I don't drink.
Yeah.
And I don't do drugs. And
you did. Obviously you did in the past.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
A lot.
Oh, okay.
That's why I got sober.
Yeah. But I figured.
Listen, I don't drink. I don't have any of those issues. I'm not on any medication, you know.
That's key right there.
Yeah. I think.
Because you don't have to be. People don't have to be on medications. Work out.
This country has an alcohol problem and a food problem and a money problem.
Yeah.
And it's gluttony. And if
America
people
does
live like that, their health is going to struggle.
Yes.
That doesn't mean my health can't take a turn for the worse all of a sudden tomorrow, but, you know, I try to exercise. And
thank God for your health.
Thank God.
And thank God for all of our health.
You know, luckily I use a program to keep myself sober, which has taught me about.
What's the name of it?
The program?
Mm-hmm.
It's anonymous.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What would you think it would be?
Yeah.
The anonymous program?
Yes.
The triple A's?
Two A's.
Two A's. Yeah.
Triple A, they come fix your car.
Yeah. I thought when you
two
said
A's.
I
two A's, they take your car. Yeah. Triple A, they come fix it.
Wait, and you're in jail.
I thought that you had some sort of an app. God, I just got a great idea. I thought you had a sober app, and I was like, I want to know what that is.
No, I used AA.
Okay,
I mean, Alcoholics
Anonymous.
I got
it. You should be proud of that.
Do you miss drinking? Ever?
No.
No, that's good.
That's amazing.
I miss the first sip.
Yeah.
You know, I miss. Like, if I was going to miss anything, I think it would just be the first drink, the one drink. You know, that first couple drinks, you're like, hey, everybody's getting excited. I mean, that sort of thing, but I don't miss drinking.
Yeah.
No.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And I don't miss the hangovers, and I don't miss feeling like absolute garbage.
Yeah.
And the sadness and the depression. And I remember going
to
the doctor.
That does come along with it.
Oh, yeah. I remember going to the doctor and telling him, I'm depressed. And he goes, well, I can put you on antidepressant. I was like, great. And he goes, how much do you drink? I said, maybe a beer or two, right? Full lie.
Yeah.
You know, I'm drinking a bottle of vodka every day.
You had it before you went in the doctor's office.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's like, drunk right now, doc.
He's like, if you're not drinking a lot, yeah, we can put you on. I couldn't even be honest about it. You know, and the fact is I was drinking every day and I felt like shit. And it was just, thank God.
Yeah. So you didn't take the antidepressant. Thank God.
Oh, no, I might have back in those days.
It's
so,
okay to use it as a bridge. Like,
yeah.
As you're learning your mental tools, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that.
I have no opinion on any of that. I'm not a doctor.
Yeah.
I know that it was, for me, it was my, I drank too much. That's what made me sad.
Oh, I'm not a doctor either. I better make a clause.
I am a doctor.
Angel, it's funny, though. So I got, you know, if you want to discuss it a little bit, I got sober in 97. And got sewed up. I got in a fight at a bar and had to get stitches by Dr. Angel, was the name of the doctor that sewed me up.
Doctor.
Yeah. So
the universe is funny.
Sober 5 years and drank again. And so, you know, this is
now. How did that? How did that look?
Not good.
Tell me, like, how did what was going through your mind in that moment? Were you conscious, or were you sort of just, was it just a unconscious, or did you think about it before you took that drink?
Well. Without getting too much into it, you know, we talk about higher power, right? We hear about the higher power. I'm very into the lower power. Mm-hmm. I think nobody gives the lower power enough credit. And the fact is that, you know, I went to a meeting and this lower power is like, I didn't really like that meeting. You know, I'm like, yeah, me neither. And then he's like, well, maybe we should skip that one. We'll find a different one. I'm like, okay. And the next thing you know, I wasn't going to any meetings. Like, this lower power voice sort of talked me out of, you know, the same voice that shows up to talks us out of podcasting, right? Or doing a live or whatever it is that we think seems fun. There's always that voice that's like, maybe we shouldn't do it. Right? Maybe we'll fail or whatever. So, you know, just paying attention to that and just getting myself away from a program and allowing that voice to separate me from meetings. And next thing you know, this voice was like, maybe you could try drinking again. And I was like, yeah.
You'll be better at it this time.
Just a couple.
Yeah.
Right.
Just
I remember making a deal. Two beers a night on the weekends, and it would just be, when I put a drink in my mouth, it's like opening the gates of hell.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the movie The Exorcist?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Oh, no.
I mean, that's that bad.
Yeah.
It's just, you know,
you
maybe
stop.
My head's not spinning around or I'm projectile vomiting, but
right.
it's a different person. You know, I walk different, I talk different, I drive different, I shop different, I spend money, I bank different. Everything is different when I'm in that. It's like being possessed by the devil.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, so I've had an exorcism.
So you went 5 years, drank again, and then Then how long did it take you to get back on?
Got sober 2 more years and then changed my sobriety date because I was taking pain pills. Mm. It said take 2, I take 4. Mm. And just, you know, back pain is a challenge for a lot of people. So 2 years into it, I changed my sobriety date again, get off the back pain pills. And that
was
an 08.
You are amazing.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And how long have you been married?
6 years.
Oh, so you've been sober the whole time?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. Okay.
But it's my third marriage.
Yeah. That's okay.
Well, I've been divorced twice, too. Don't worry. And I'm currently I'm currently single.
Yes.
It's a dating app.
We are both currently single.
Struggling with the dating.
Oh, my God. We didn't tell him about that.
What?
Like, so that's another humorous part. Like, this, our podcast is totally.
Thanks for making my life humorous.
I mean, it's my life, too.
I know. Yeah, but you don't delve in. I mean, I went on, like, 50 of the worst dates you've ever been on in your life.
They are hysterical. Like, old guys will post pictures of themselves, like, in a Louis Vuitton suit next to a Learjet when they were 30.
Yeah.
And they show up and they've got like their oxygen tank.
For Taurus.
Telling Kathy to order whatever she wants.
I showed up at a restaurant to go on a date with this guy from a dating app and looked cute on the dating app, you know. And I'm walking in and, you know, you get all dressed up. You're ready. You're meeting your future husband. And I'm going to walk in, and my friend's walking out, and she's like, "What are you doing?" I was like, "Oh, I'm going to meet this guy for a date." And she's like, "There's one man in there, and he's 80. I was like, "Oh no!" So I went in. I won't say the guy's name, but I went in and sat down, and I ordered a beer, and I said, "You didn't post recent pictures, did you, sir?" And he just looked at me. I said, "I'm gonna have a beer, and then I'm gonna go."
Bro. Yeah. Bro. Like she was talking to a 5-year-old or something.
I did. Because I was just like,
you're going to buy me a beer for the inconvenience.
Did he?
Sir.
He bought the beer and he was very apologetic. He said, I thought once you got to know me, you would like me. I said, I probably will like you, but
not today.
For one beer.
For one beer.
Yeah. Listen, I've had my moments. I've had to, you know, I've been out there, you know, I've been single and there's been times and it is a rough. It's rough. Yeah.
It's rough. Oh, and I spent much of the time trying to maneuver a text. And I'd call my brother. My brother and I are very close. I'd be like, okay, he said. And he finally said to me, and I use this a lot.
I love this.
He said, Kathy, you never say the wrong thing to someone who likes you.
That's right.
I was like, true. It changed my whole texting, dating life.
We love Ricky.
Uh-huh. My brother's amazing.
Well, and Carrie.
Well, listen, girls. It's been an hour.
Okay.
We could do this all day.
We could.
I feel like we're just getting warmed up. Let's discuss your Instagram. So we have. So Kristen, you're on the House of Coffee, and the _climb2k for 2Ks, Kathy and Kristen.
Yeah, or
2K. Or 2K, and then we have the House of Coffee.
Yes, sir.
So those are your Instagrams.
Yep.
And then for Kathy, we have. Yeah, the Beehive Beauty Shop.
Beehive Beauty Shop. I'm on the climb too.
And I like your Instagrams. That's sort of what I look around is, you know, I know what it takes. And people that are doing their Instagram and hustling a little bit, I know that they are into it.
Yeah.
And I love that.
Thank you.
You know, the Instagram hustlers.
Yes.
And now we're going to be TikTokers and we're going to be everything.
We are TikTokers.
Will you guys come back sometime?
Absolutely. And when we get our podcast,
when you get your podcast started, will you come back and share it with me and talk to me about it?
Absolutely. 100%.
And then I think maybe, Kristen, you might come and hang out with us on TNT, or maybe both of you, whatever you want to do, because we're sort of have a coffee review.
Well, why don't we both come back?
That's fine.
And we can make it another visit.
Absolutely.
That's right.
We do that podcast on Mondays, so.
Thank you for having us.
Honestly,
really enjoyed it.
I was going to say thank you so much.
My pleasure. This is what podcasting is for me. It's a chat.
Yeah.
I'm going to post it and I'm going to move on to the next one. I don't care how many people listen. This what is important to me.
Yes.
Is the three of us sitting here right now having this conversation. What the world does with it, I don't really care. I got to sit here and be the first like. I get to hit the like button first.
Now, where do you post it?
Spotify, okay. iTunes.
All right.
Listen, if you guys ever need any advice where to post them, I use Audio Boom. Works great.
Okay.
Just post them and then Audio Boom. You have to, you know, pick out where you want them to go, but it will basically post them everywhere.
Yeah.
Audio Boom is a disbursement.
Yeah.
Okay. Platform.
A disbursement?
Platform.
All right, ladies. Well, listen, thank you so much. And we'll see you again soon.
Yes.
Ciao.
Have a good day.